Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line, I have the headmaster of King David Victory Park, superb little school that it is, Andrew Baker. Always a pleasure chatting to you.
How are you, Simon?
I am very well, thank you. Andrew, I've got in my
hand. Long time.
A very long time. Last time we spoke, it was about some play or other. Today, we're getting serious. Today, we're talking curriculum and all things educational. Andrew, I have in my hand a 24-paged pamphlet. I've got to tell you, a superb pamphlet at that. Super professional. It just all goes way above my head. Reimagining grades 8 and 9, a revised curriculum to develop 21st century skills. What are you and what is King David Victory Park on about?
This has been a long time in the making. We've been tinkering and tweaking for the last 3-4 years with a number of experimental initiatives in the high school, really paying attention to what hasn't been working well in grade 8 and grade 9, that particular age group where we see children disengaging in the learning environment. And we've been trying to find ways to re-engage and to reignite the fire and the passion in those youngsters. And finally, after a long, long journey, we've put it all together into one comprehensive plan, launched this year for taking effect January 2022, and we're really excited about it.
Okay, now talk tachlis to me. Let me understand what it actually means.
Okay, so it rests on 4 basic pillars. We've taken the overwhelming subject load of 14 potential subjects in grade 8 and grade 9, and we've distilled it out into a core curriculum, which is basically 7 subjects, which you can't get away from. They have to run for a full year. They're developmental. They're sequential, typically. They tend to be the languages, the English, the Afrikaans and Zulu, the additional languages, Hebrew, which is core to our ethos, maths, life orientation, Jewish studies, and our computer skills. That forms one of the legs. And then we've taken 6 further subjects out of the curriculum, and we've modularized them into our second pillar, which is called our semester courses. Yeah. Those only run for half a year long. So if science is not quite your thing, you don't have to suffer for a whole year in physical science because it's modularized. It's a 6-month course and it flips over halfway through to biology or life sciences. We've taken geography and history, accounting and business studies, and we've modularized those programs as well. So it's not just taking what was traditionally taught in a year and condensing it into half a year. We've reimagined exactly what is taught. We've taken out of a number of important themes, and we've really just worked around those themes. The third pillar is something that Victory Park, King David Victory Park, has been known for many, many years, and that's its very strong cultural element. And those are our arts and culture electives. Traditionally, students had to choose 2 out of 5. Now we've regrouped those, and those are called the majors, and they are still 5, beginner French, drama, art, dance, and music. But we're asking students in grade 8 and grade 9 to only commit to 1 of those as their arts and culture major. And that one will run for a full 12-month cycle, a full academic year cycle. And it'll have all the traditional theory and practical components and formal assessments, etc. But we've introduced a new group within the arts and culture called our minors. Yes. And those only run for half a year long. They are modularized courses. There's very little formal assessment. The emphasis is on practical skills, not theory. There's a lot of 21st century teaching concepts in there. And some really exciting topics, like very practical things, lighting design, costume design, clay and mosaic, digital photography, in the music area, instruments in both the Western and indigenous music traditions. How does music enhance the plot of a movie? And I could go on and on, but I know our time is limited. And then the 4th and final pillar or what we call our subject focus days, days on which we suspend the timetable for the entire day, and we take either our grade 8 or our grade 9 group of students, typically into the hall. We give them some kind of a plenary session, and then from there they go into breakaway groups. We introduce concepts of project-based learning on those focus days, and really they're grappling with a particular problem or a particular issue, and in syndicate groups they're finding solutions, they're coming back, sharing ideas, going away again, refining them, and then ultimately coming up with a particular model or plan which they present as their assessment for the day. So we've tried to move as far away as possible from a very traditional curriculum, but important, we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We want to maintain a reasonable level of academic rigor throughout the program, but also introduce very important elements of choice and fun and experimentation, streamlining and decluttering what the traditional curriculum was teaching them.
It's interesting because I was making a note or two while you were talking, and the first thing that I wrote down was choice, element of choice. It sounds to me that you are treating these youngsters as young adults and allowing them the freedom to choose, which is something in my day we just never had, Andrew.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So there was always a little choice. I mean, where you could say to a student, okay, you've got to do a first additional language, Afrikaans or isiZulu, you know, and you've got to do an arts and culture elective. Two out of a list of, we've broadened that choice now. So even in our Jewish studies curriculum, which is obviously a curriculum that's unique to the King David schools, we have a core curriculum in 8 and 9, which tends to be the Jewish history component. And then woven in around that, the students are able to select a number of choice modules in the Jewish philosophy area. So, you know, we've certainly bled a lot more choice into the curriculum for the students.
And the other thing that I'm hearing from you and I am enjoying is that there are a lot of buzzwords thrown about in educational circles these days, collaborative learning spaces and the like. You seem to be actually translating that into reality.
Yeah, you know, as you're quite right. There are buzz terms. I mean, particularly the buzz term 21st century teaching and learning skills.
Yes, industrial revolutions
Yes.
Exactly.
Everyone is a specialist, Simon. But what we've tried to do is to say, where can we make these things real for the children? Where can we introduce them, not just as an add-on and a layer on top of, but where can we actually rewrite teaching modules so as to bring in these very important elements, the collaboration, the communication, the creative and critical thinking skills, and all the other soft skills that are becoming increasingly important to impart and to enhance in our young people. Someone spoke recently at a grade 9 subject choice evening that we had, because they're busy choosing subjects for next year, and they said to the parents, which stuck with me, they said, what's going to be important is anything that a computer can't do going forward, you know, the real human soft skills. And so that's really what we're trying to focus on and weave into this new curriculum.
Andrew, we're kind of out of time, but as I said, this 24-page superb document that I have in my hand, is it online? If I was a prospective parent, where could I find this?
It is available in a flipbook format. There is a link. Mrs. Nirvana Rogers, our head of marketing, can share it with anybody who wants to. I have put it in a couple of my newsletters, but obviously that's an in-house communication. If anyone wants to drop me a line at school or Mrs. Nirvana Rogers marketing, we'll gladly shoot the link through to them and they can enjoy the document.
Andrew Baker, sounds like an amazing initiative. Thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you, Simon. Lovely talking to you as well. Take care of yourself and hopefully we chat soon.
Hopefully indeed. That was Andrew Baker, headmaster of King David Victory Park, talking about a new take on the curriculum.